GEICO. Get savings into your life. Visit GEICO.com today.
If you're over 65, there's one place you should be Wednesday, November 2nd, and that's the Rite Aid Wellness 65 Plus event. In addition to the 20% off seniors get every first Wednesday, you'll get an extra 10% off that day if you get an immunization. That's 30% off almost everything in store. If you need another reason, the CDC recommends a flu and pneumonia shot if you're over 65. They're both free with Medicare Part B and no appointments necessary. So stay healthy and don't miss our one-day event Wednesday, November 2nd. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
At the polls today, a lot of attempts to curb the Second Amendment. Here's correspondent Chris Barnes.
In California, voters will decide whether some people will need to undergo background checks before they can buy ammunition. In Nevada and Maine, residents will vote on universal background checks for all sales of firearms, including private ones. And in Washington State, voters determining whether judges can keep people from having guns if they're found to pose a danger to themselves or to others. I'm Chris Barnes.
Officials with the New York Police Department say they have the largest staff ever on an election day. Threats from ISIS upping the need for security.
This is by far the largest election detail that the NYPD has ever had. It's more than double our previous high, and it's comparable to the detail size we have here on New Year's Eve and last year when Pope Francis visited.
Tonight, starting at 6:45 p.m. Eastern Time, join us for election coverage at usaradio.com. I'm Jason Wirt.
It started at bunco night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
The one thing confusing about Election Day are the various laws in different states where you can do one thing in one state that you can't do in another. Here's more.
Voters in Virginia will need to bring legal identification to the polls, while it isn't necessary for anyone who's voted before in D.C. and Maryland. Virginians and D.C. residents are allowed to bring cell phones and even take ballot selfies. It's illegal in Maryland to pull out an electronic item at a voting location. Leave the campaign apparel at home if you're voting in D.C. or Virginia. And kids are allowed to tag along in all three locations, so long as they aren't a distraction. Nick Bovey, NBC News Radio, Washington.
The University of Mississippi announcing a big donation for Alzheimer's research. Here's Randy Bell.
The Gertrude C. Ford Foundation, providing a total of $10 million to help researchers at the University of Mississippi Medical Center in Jackson try to find a cure for the disease, which already affects more than 50,000 people in this state. Dr. Tom Mosley is director of the Mind Center at UMMC, and he says researchers, now scattered across the campus, will soon be able to work together in a new facility.
No substitute for face-to-face interactions. And so having all of our scientists under one roof where we can see each other, that sparks innovation and discovery.
He says America faces a silver tsunami as more people live longer, and we have to find a way to either treat Alzheimer's or prevent it. Randy Bell in Jackson.
Live election coverage tonight. Join us online at usaradio.com. I'm Jason Wirt.
Hey, this is Joe Peters with Real Estate Matters. We're going to kick the show off in a couple of minutes. First things first, we're going to get a little bit of background on a few of our advertisers, and I'll be right back with an end of show talking today about the pluses and minuses of foreclosures.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Lou
lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Hey, once again, it's Joe Peters, and I'm here with Real Estate Matters. And today, we're going to talk a little bit about the foreclosure process and again some other items as the time permits. What I wanted to do is start by giving you a little bit recap of what the weather is. As you probably know, it is Election Day, and I voted up in Clinton Township. There's only two people in front of me. I'm sure that's not the case elsewhere. But let's take a look at the daily weather forecast as we go out a few days. It looks like today we're sitting with some 67 degrees, going to be 42 tonight. Tomorrow's going to drop down to 55 during the day, 34 at night, so actually a lot cooler. And then on Wednesday, it's going to just nudge up 57. That is Wednesday. We're going to go back to Thursday. 57 degrees, 37 overnight on Friday, the 11th. We're looking at 61 degrees. Then over the weekend, sort of cool, 49 and 54 on Saturday and Sunday, and 28 and 33 overnight. So we may see some frost on the pumpkin. Anyway, once again, it's Joe Peters. The name of my show is Real Estate Matters. I do a show every Tuesday at 4 o'clock. We intersperse 55 plus with Real Estate Matters, so we try to do one then the other, but sometimes we do a couple of real estates and a couple of 55 pluses or general interest. This one's going to be on real estate. So I'm going to give you a little about my background before we get started. It'll just save me from having to introduce myself, and we'll be going here in about a minute's time.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
And once again, it's Joe Peters. If that last commercial sounded a lot like me, there's good reason it was me, for the most part. And today we're going to talk a little about the foreclosure process. People keep saying, what's a foreclosure versus a short sale versus a sheriff's sale? How does it all tie together? Quite honestly, it's just all different names for steps along the way. And the process is quite simple. You either pay for your mortgage or your lending institution will make an attempt to collect that money from you. And in doing so, you'll go through those steps I just mentioned. Let's talk about how many foreclosures we have here in Hunterdon County. First of all, let's talk about the state level, because I think the state level is a concerning number. We're sitting right now, and I'm going to read from my newsletter, which you could find at jpeters.com, and within that you can go to what we call the section that is market recap. And the foreclosure process in New Jersey is a troubling one. We're sitting right now as New Jersey continues to face very high foreclosure rate filings, while other states have begun to or already have recovered. The figure varies widely by local market. It also is impacted greatly by areas hit particularly hard by Hurricane Sandy, which happened just about 3 years ago at this time. I think yesterday was the anniversary, as a matter of fact. The percentage of delinquent mortgage loans in New Jersey that are 90-plus days past due fell to 6.3%. That's good news. I mean, it's coming down. It's down from 11.4% 4 years earlier. This ranks New Jersey as number one in the country, followed by New York, Florida, Michigan, Maine, Maryland, and Nevada. Nationally, the number's around 2.9. So we're at 6.3. Nationally, the number is 2.9. We're not in great shape. We're twice the national average. New Jersey's experiencing an increased rate of foreclosure filings, while most other states are seeing the reverse of this. In 2015, there was a 14% increase over the prior year, and we added 77,000 filings for foreclosure in New Jersey. For 2016, this year, the foreclosure rate is forecasted to be more like 72,000. So we're going to drop from 77,000 to 72,000, not quite 10%. It's an improvement, a slight improvement. We'll take it. These foreclosures will continue to add pressure to home prices, especially in areas where they're concentrated. The positive news is that the market is starved for inventory, and the foreclosures give buyers an alternative outlet to go find inventory. And this is where I want to start the conversation, because I sit and I talk to buyers on a daily basis, and sometimes I talk to sellers about the foreclosures as well, but it's usually on the buyer's side. Somebody has what I call a brainstorm. They heard somewhere, either at the hairdresser or at the baseball game, that, wow, you can buy houses for pennies on a dollar if you get just the right short sale or foreclosure. The reality here is that's not the case. The banks are not stupid. I would also wouldn't say they're smart. They're deluged by the amount of things that are going on, since we're the number one nation, and they weren't in business to do this. They're in business to lend money and collect money each month and relend it. So when people stop paying it, well, then it's a whole new arm of the banking business, and it's an arm that they weren't very good at. So as a result, it's taken them a while to get their act together on this, and many of the lending institutions are outside of the New Jersey area, so they're not even vaguely familiar with our market area, yet they're controlling the foreclosure process. What happens first? Well, very, very first thing happens is you take out a mortgage. It's usually a 30-year, it could be a conventional or an FHA, but a conventional is a bank mortgage. FHA means you borrow it from the government at a little bit higher rate, and that probably means you don't have enough to put down or your credit's not as good as a conventional mortgage, which the bank would want. But you sign a note. You say in that promissory note, I will pay you back so many dollars per month for so many months, usually 360, and that's your 30-year mortgage. So for today's argument, I'm going to look at somebody who bought a $300,000 house that's a little under market value. We're about a $400,000 economy on the average in Hunterdon. But somebody who bought a $300,000 house 10 years ago back in 2006, that was probably the very height of the market. In the ensuing years, the value of that house probably dropped roughly one-third to 33 to 35%. So that $300,000 house by 5 years later, roughly 2011, was probably more like a $200,000 house. My God, that hurts. And let's say the person who bought the $300,000 house put down 10%. So they put $30,000 down. It's a reasonable amount. Some people put 20% down. There's reasons for it. The more you put down, the cheaper the interest is, and there's no mortgage insurance. But
Let's, for this argument, say $30,000 down on a $300,000 house, and they took out a 30-year mortgage. 5 years later, the house is worth $200,000, and they've probably paid off about $5,000 in that 5 years. So they owe $265,000. They start off a $270,000 mortgage. They brought $30,000 to the table. They paid their monthly payment every month. And at the end of 5 years, the house is worth $200,000 and the mortgage is $265,000. That's what we call being underwater. You owe more on the house than a house can possibly be sold for, because there's some additional expenses when you sell a house other than what you owe on it. Yet, in the ensuing 5 years, between 2011 and 2016, the market rebounded, and we're probably about halfway back, if not more. So let's say for round numbers, it came halfway back, and now we're only 15 to 17% off that high of when you bought the house. And instead of being worth $200,000, it's now worth $250,000. We call that appreciating. The market is contributing 3, 4, 5% a year to your home value, and little by little, your price is getting back towards where you paid. But you're still at $250,000. You've paid off another $1,000 in this time frame, and you owe $260,000. So now, instead of being $50,000, $60,000 under, you're only $10,000. But you're still under. You're still under. And if you want to sell the house at that point in time, let's say everything's fine. You've made your payments. You've lived happily ever after in the house. You've done all the improvements. The house is in good shape. You go to sell it. You bring somebody like me in, and it's the hardest thing I have to do is to tell somebody that, I'm sorry, you owe more on your house than your house is worth. You can't possibly sell it unless you bring some money to the table. So you bought a $300,000 house. You put 10% down. You borrowed $270,000. Over 10 years, you paid, for argument's sake, $10,000 off on the mortgage. And the price went all the way down to $200,000. It came all the way back to $250,000. You owe $250,000 on it. The house mortgage principal value is $260,000. You're $10,000 under. You need to bring $10,000 to the table in order to close that house. Plus, you need to pay the real estate fee, if there is one, all the attorney fees, all the bank fees. It typically costs you a couple of percent to close on a sale of a house. A lot of people can't do that. So they keep on paying the mortgage off, thinking that by maybe 2020, I'll be back above water, and that's where I can turn around and sell the house. And if things continue, that's exactly what's going to happen. Every year, the house appreciates a little bit more, and every year, you've got a little bit more equity in it. And eventually, you have more equity in the house than you owe on it. And if you can get that equity up to about a 20%, you can easily transition out of that house into another house and put a good amount of money down, sometimes 20%, which is your best amount if you can get to it, and buy the next house. It could be a bigger house, could be a similar house, it could be another house in another town, it could be a smaller house, but it's another house. But before you buy the other house, you got to sell the house you're in. So here's what happens. That was a perfect scenario. That was a scenario where you made the payment every month for 10 years. You made 120 of your 360 payments. There's principal, there's interest, there's taxes, there's insurance. All that was paid. But not everybody is able to do that because people are fairly highly leveraged. And by that I mean there's not a lot of room for downward change. And what happens here is, let's say the husband and wife are both working. They're both earning roughly the same amount of money, and the wife's hours get cut back. The company announces that they've hit some hard times. They're going to cut everybody's hours by 50%. Well, now they're only bringing home three quarters of what they used to bring home. Three quarters of what they used to bring home isn't enough to pay all the bills plus the mortgage. And since the mortgage is the biggest stack at the end of the month, it's the hardest one to pay. You pay the electric, you got to pay the car, you got to drive to work, you got to buy food, you got to have the gas on. You know, there's all those things you got to do, but the mortgage is something you really got to do as well. But because it's the biggest payment that you make per month, typically, sometimes by two or three fold to any other payment that you're making, it's the hardest payment to make, and people get in arrears on the mortgage. So The bank had you, when you took out the promissory note, sign that in the case where you haven't made two or three mortgage payments, they have the right to start the foreclosure process. And it's a pre-foreclosure situation. In other words, you've gotten to the point where you've now missed two or three payments. And you may be making your payments on time, but you're now two or three payments behind because you've missed a few along the way. It's not like you stopped making payments. You're just having a hard time making your payments, hoping the wife gets back to 100% and you can get back on track. The mortgage company or your financial company at this point in time goes and files what's called a Lis Pendent, L-I-S-P-E-N-D-N, and that stands, that's Latin for libel suit pending. It says, I am in the process of starting the foreclosure process on these people, and it's a legal situation, and you can subscribe to services that will show you the Lis Pendens that have been filed in New Jersey. So, when in my newsletter I state, and let me get back to just what it said, that in New Jersey we have, where did it go? I just want to read it exactly to you. So when you read it yourself, go to jpeters.com. You can find this information. When we say that the foreclosure market is, we have 6.3% of people 90 days in arrears, they're the people that have hit this point. They've come to the point, some mortgages at 60 days in arrears, some at 90 days, but use a national average of 90. They've hit the point where they're in arrears and the bank has filed a Lis Pendent on them. Doesn't mean they get thrown out on a street. Doesn't mean a lot of things that people think. They really get into shock when they get to this point, but it does need some counseling, and that counseling could be your attorney, your financial advisor, talking to your bank, talking to your real estate agent who does these for a living, and understand what your options are. So before we get into those actual options, I am going to play a few more of our paid subscriber commercials, and I'll be right back.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
This is Tony Clark, Parent Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. When they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
So it's Joe Peters again, and let me recap the where I brought you to in the scenario that we're in. 10 years ago, you bought a house for $300,000 and you put 10% down and you financed $270,000. In the course of 10 years, for argument's sake, you paid off $10,000 of the mortgage. And in that period of time, your house went down to $200,000 because the market dropped and it came all the way back up to $250,000 where it is today. So you owe $260,000, it's worth $250,000. You're not in dire straits, but in effect, your house isn't worth what you paid for it. If you keep it for another year, we're probably going to do 2 to 3% this year. You're probably just about break even. Definitely in 2 years, you'd break even. But right now, you're $10,000 behind. And the wife's hours got cut back. So now you only have three quarters of what you used to earn. And as a result of the situation, you are now a couple of months, maybe three, behind. But you're making a payment every month. She's found some part-time work, whatever the thing is, but catching up is the issue. So that you're behind, you're in a loose pendant situation, which means the bank has started a foreclosure process, but guess what? They got bigger fish to fry. You are not a big problem to them yet. But you're considering, how do you get out of the situation that you've got yourself into? As I suggested, you should be talking to an attorney, you should be talking to a financial consultant, you should be talking to your bank, and you probably should be talking to a real estate agent to understand where your house is in today's market, because depending on the price point, it may have gone up more than you thought, and depending on your location, it may not have gone up as far high as you thought. The further west we are, the more pressure we've got on pricing, and the higher the price, no matter where you are in Huntington County, the more pressure. So, still, we're going to use the I owe 250, it's worth 250, I'm 10 behind. What are my options? Well, the first thing that your attorney and your bank will do is take a look at loan modification. What that means is, because you've missed some payments and there's some interest building up, and because they've started some legal proceedings against you, you not only owe the $260,000 that remains on your board, but you've got some monies built up. So you may own another $5,000 at this point in time. And every month that number gets bigger. So what they're going to look for is a way for you to do a loan modification, and it depends on your income, it depends on your situation, it depends on what else they've got going on, and most of these are government-backed programs, where you can get a lower interest per month. They'll renew the loan, it's paid up again, but you now owe more money, and you start making your payments all over again. That's a mortgage loan modification program. I got to be honest that many of these, probably more than 50%, fail because it just catches you up, but it doesn't keep you there. And even though the amount went down, they've added some money into it, so it may be almost the same amount. And the problem is still there. You're not earning what you used to. It's not just you. Everybody in the state isn't earning what they used to or what they had thought they would be by this point in time. But it's exacerbated when one of the two parties either gets laid off entirely or partially or gets their income cut. So you're looking at the situation and saying, what are my options? And this is where you call a real estate agent in. And a lot of times I can tell from the first call that this isn't exactly what it looks like. First of all, I can look it up online and see if your payments are current. It's easy to do. You pay for a service. They tell you if you're more than 3 months behind. If you're in as Liz Pendant or the bank has started a Liz Pendant or the foreclosure process, it's easy for me to tell before I come out and talk to you. So I get out, I talk, and I say, where are your payments? Well, we're not current, but we're not far behind. Well, tell me. You know, we've got to be honest with each other. And I find out that they're 3 or 4 months behind. They owe money on the house. The bank is moving along, and they don't see their way out. So what are the options? Well, one option is, if they're not willing to or interested or qualified for a loan modification, is take a look at the short sale process. And what this means is we, A, get an attorney who understands the they may be working for your own attorney, the greatest guy on earth, but he doesn't do short sales for a living. You've all seen that commercial on the radio where the doctor in a Philadelphia hospital says most doctors sees this whatever 3 times in a lifetime. I see it 3 times every afternoon trying to sell his services. Attorneys are the same way. Most attorneys don't want to touch a short sale or a foreclosure. Most attorneys aren't good at it. Most attorneys realize that 19 out of 20 of them fail, and they don't even want to get into it because they realize there's a very low chance that it'll come to fruition and they'll get paid. So what you need to do, and I can help you do that without mentioning a name on air, is find an attorney that does this 3 times every afternoon and knows the different banks and the procedures and the whatever, and get him involved with me. He doesn't cost any more than the attorney you know and you've been dealing with, but he's a specialist. He does short sales. And we take a look at your situation, and we talk to the bank, and we say, where are we? And in doing this, you're going to have to do a couple of things. First thing, you're going to have to file a hardship letter. That is like an 8-page document that tells the bank why you're at where you're at. They're happy to hear this because they don't know what's going on. So now they're starting to regain control. And you do that through your agent and through your attorney. And then secondly, they're going to ask for a lot of documentation, like several years income tax returns, all your other debts, your assets. They want to know your situation. And then thirdly, we take a look at getting your house put on the market at a reasonable price where when it gets paid off, that $10,000 that you're short, and a lot of times it's a lot more than that $10,000 I'm talking about, is forgiven. And that's called the short sale. You owe $260, it's only worth $250, you really owe $265 with all the legal fees that have added up already. You're going to have to pay the agent to sell it. You're going to have to pay the attorney. It's probably more like $275 when you go to sell it that you owe, and it's still worth $250, you're sure $25,000. The bank says, I will forgive you that $25,000. So you as a seller are in that situation. Now comes a buyer. And the buyer is bopping along, and this is where I usually meet the buyers, thinking they're going to steal your house from you and the bank. And I'm going to tell you something. It ain't happened yet, and it ain't going to start happening tomorrow. What the bank does in order to protect their assets is they do broker price opinions on the house. They have an independent broker come in every 6 to 8 weeks and give them a fair market assessment in order to make sure that they're not getting collusion on this. They choose another independent broker every 6 to 8 weeks, and they keep getting an assessment of what your house is worth. So let's say that they do say the house is worth $250, and with everything it's going to cost for you to close, it's $275. They say put it on the market at fair market at the $250 value, and bring me an offer. And when you bring in the offer, they'll give you their first, what I call blink, first assessment of what they'd be willing to settle for. Sometimes they're totally out of their minds. Sometimes they're very reasonable. They're getting better. The biggest problem we have is most of the banks are 3/4 of the way across the country. For some reason, they seem to be concentrated in Salt Lake City. And they don't know what the values are, other than they know what you owe. They know what the broker price opinion says their house is worth. We put it on the market and they'll help you pick the price that it gets put on the market for. but they want to get as high as price as possible. That's why the person coming along thinking they're going to steal it from you in a bank is not well informed, because it's not happening. And let's say somebody comes in and offers you $240 for the house that you listed at $250. And the bank comes back and says, I'll take $245. That means to them, they're going to write off $30,000. Now, there's a couple of side issues here. One is, every year or 2 years, I think it's currently on an annual basis, the government issues standards for the foreclosures. And one of the standards is, you cannot owe the bank that money once it's foreclosed. It's a federal law. And second is, you cannot owe the bank the IRS tax advantage on that. So I know at the end of 2015, we went into early 2016 before they repassed the authority on this, the law governing this, and people weren't really too sure, and it held things up till that got through. But it seems to get through once a year, once every 2 years for a two-year cycle, that when you go and sell the house for $245 in this scenario, and we're going to have to pay off $275, that $30,000 is not taxable, and that $30,000 is cannot be a debt. You're free and clear. Your credit is going to take a hit. You're probably going to lose 150 points off your credit score. So let's say you got a 750, you're not going to have a 600. You're going to have some difficulty getting credit for the next few years, and you can't buy another house for 4 years, I believe the current ruling is, once you go through the short sale scenario. But let's say, for argument's sake, the buyer comes along, they are willing to pay $245 because there's not a lot of houses on the market. You're willing to sell it for $245. The bank's willing to take $245. You got a deal. That process probably is going to take 6 to 9 months. And not every buyer is willing to wait 6 to 9 months to get into a house. As a matter of fact, most aren't. Most do not have the stomach for it. They do not have the budget for it, because they have to do a lot of spending of money up front, and they don't have the emotional budget for it, because this is a roller coaster ride. As you go through that 9 months, the bank can come up with some heartbreaking news. They're hard to get a hold of. They don't get back to you properly. They change their mind. There's a million different things that can affect this outcome. And what's happening while the bank is doing that is, the buyer's emotions are going up and down. Your emotions are going up and down. The realtor is saying, I'm not going to make any money doing this. And the attorney who's advising you is keeping it together. But we get to the end of 6 to 9 months and we get it sold. Looks like a normal sale. Looks like a normal sale. The sale goes through. The buyer gets the house. You get relieved of your debt. You get relieved of any tax consequence. And your credit score takes a hit, but you owe nobody mortgage money. It's now time to go rent a place, because you probably can't buy a place yet. It's definitely 2 to 4 years before you can buy it. They seem to be improving this because they're trying to make more people mortgage worthy, but not get into the same situation that we got into last time. But I'm telling you, it's somewhere between 2 and 4 years. So you've got to go rent a place. Well, guess what? Rentals aren't easy to find for this very reason. Look at Hunterdon County. We haven't built a new rental complex in Hunterdon County since I can remember. The last ones that we built were probably in 2005 up in that Presidential Place in Lebanon. And they're pretty high-end rentals. They start in a $1,600 to $1,800, running all the way up to the $3,300. They're really geared at people who are looking to downsize but not leave the area and want to rent for another 5 years. They're like luxury rentals. Probably not something you're going to get into, because your credit's not good enough to get into there. You just took this big hit on your credit. You've got to find somebody that is willing to take you in your situation and get into a rental. So that impact on your credit is going to impact your ability to rent, and you're definitely not ready to buy. But that's how a short sale works. You get to that point where you're relieved of debt, you're relieved of tax consequence, you don't have your house anymore, and in effect, you now have to find someplace else to live. But let's say that didn't happen. Let's say you didn't get an offer on your house. And 6 months goes by, 12 months goes by, the bank gets impatient, and you now owe a lot of money on it. It's built up and up and up because of lots of reasons. You make up the reason. Then the bank facilitates the foreclosure process. And that goes in one of two directions. One direction is you and the bank make an agreement that you will give the property and the keys and the title over to the bank, and the bank will probably give you some sort of a settlement. Not a big settlement, but some sort of a settlement. At least enough money to move. At least enough money to get resituated. You negotiate that with the bank. That's why you need a specialist attorney. And that's called a deed in lieu. It's a deed in lieu of foreclosure. Instead of the bank taking it away from you, the bank is going to buy it back from you for a few dollars above, in excess of you just moving. Might be $5,000, maybe $10,000, maybe zero. It depends on the bank and depends on your situation. And if you and the bank can't agree on the terms to a deed in lieu, well, then it goes to full foreclosure and the bank just takes it. And that's what's called a sheriff's sale. You can go to them any week of the month in Hunterdon County or Somerset County, and you can watch them in action. And the first time you're there, you're going to be amazed because you'll see a house that's worth $350,000 being sold for $5,000 or $10,000. And you say, my God, I can get rich. I'll just buy these houses. But the person that's buying that house is usually the bank buying it back from themselves so they have clear title to it. And they're buying all the indebtedness, including all the money you owe on it, as of that day and time. So they're not just spending $5,000 or $10,000 to buy it. They're in a situation where they want it back so they can dispose of it, and there's nobody bidding against them. They will tell the others in advance, here's what I'm going to bid it up to, so if anybody's here to bid against me, we might as well save our time because I'm willing to pay $340 for my property, and I may be buying it for $5 or $10 because nobody's bidding against me, but I'm buying all the indebtedness, and I'm willing to go to $340 if I have to. So that's a sheriff's sale. At that point in time, if you're still in the house, you're not in it for much longer. You're probably going to be evicted from that house that day. So, there's a lot of information, but I've taken you through the process. You buy a house, price goes down, price comes back up. You go for the short sale, it doesn't work. Or if it does, you're out of it at this point. And then you go through either a deed in lieu or a full sheriff sale, and the bank takes the property back. And that's when it's a bank-owned property. That's the first time bank-owned property is also called REO for real estate owned. And I don't know why they call it that. It doesn't make much sense. But now the bank owns the property, and these are these zombie homes that you see on the 6 o'clock news. These are the homes that the bank has more of than they want, and as a result, there's a backlog with them. And it takes an awful long time for the bank to get around, rehab the house, and put it back on the market. When they put it back on, they don't want to let anybody know it's a bank-owned because then people think they're going to get it at a discount. So they try to list it as a normal sale. And before they do that, they've got to get the house back in shape. That takes a while. But that's not what we're here to talk about. We're here to talk about the short sale process, the foreclosure process. So as a buyer, it's a heartbreak. A lot of buyers just disappear in the middle of this. That's why the bank takes it back. There's no argument. They can't even find the buyers. A lot of buyers get very disheartened. Marriages break up. Horrible financial implications here. And in effect, people become very disillusioned and are not taking care of it. They don't have the money to start with. And secondly, they're not very happy. So you get that mentality of, if I can't have it, nobody's going to have it. And they do some damage to their house before the bank takes it back. So a lot of times I'll walk into a bank-owned property and a kitchen has been gutted. The windows are all broken. The furnace is gone. Plumbing is gone. You know, it's horrible. It's horrible. Now, the good news for us in Hunterdon and Somerset County, I took a look at this afternoon just to see what the percentages were currently. We're pretty affluent, both counties. In Hunterdon County, we have 930 houses for sale, of which 60 are bank or lender approval required. That's about 6.5%. So, in effect, what we need to be able to do is we need to get that number down naturally, but be thankful that we're not in a hard-hit county. If you go to Somerset County, they have a 1,600 houses for sale, 127 are short sales or foreclosures. Bank approval required, we call that. It's distressed property is another word for it. That's about 8%. So somewhere between 6.5% to 8% between the two counties. So let's talk about what happens through this selling situation. You go to an attorney who, in your best behalf, tells you you're better off not paying the bank anything from this point forward. Because the harder you are in arrears, the easier it is to get you covered by some of the programs that help people out in this situation. How many times have you heard the attorney said, just stop making your payments, you'll live there 2 or 3 years before somebody tosses you out on the street? But they're also telling the people who don't really remember it, or if they do, they don't really do it, put that money away because you're going to need it eventually, or put whatever you could put towards the mortgage payment away. And if that is the case, we're looking in Hunterdon County at a 3.5-year time frame before the foreclosure comes to fruition. So the attorneys aren't incorrect. It's just, it's not solving the problem. What happens is you wait 3.5 years, you eventually get tossed out, and if you're only putting 2/3 of your mortgage payment aside, you should have a lot of money at the end of it. But guess what doesn't happen? People don't put that money away and are just as bad off at that point in time. So, A, when you get into the situation, you've got to get an attorney that specializes in this. You want the doctor that sees us 3 times every afternoon, not 3 times in a lifetime. You don't want an attorney who doesn't want to do short sales, is going to do it for you because he knows you but doesn't really do them for a living. You need an attorney that does nothing but short sales. I can help you find that attorney, and that attorney will not cost you a penny more than what you're paying any other attorney. It's usually about $1,200 to sell a house. It's not a lot of money at the attorney level. Why not get the specialist? Next thing you need to do is you need to understand your options, and you need to start filling out the hardship letter and gathering the paperwork that the bank wants so that when we put the house up as a short sale and do get an offer on it, we can move it through the bank and the courts as quick as possible. Now, New Jersey is much different than other states. If you look at Nevada or California, they're not judicial states. Although Nevada's got built its numbers back up, most of the things that happen in non-judicial states are 90 to 120 days from the date the foreclosure is filed, the list pending. It's over. Doesn't go in front of a judge if somebody cannot come back and resolve their issue. It's over. The bank takes the property, the sheriff changes the locks on the doors and puts all your possessions out on the curb, including you if you're still in the house. Horrible. Horrible, horrible. So you need to understand your process. You need to get prepared for it. And you need to start talking with some people that can help you. Attorneys, accountants, real estate specialists, the bank, before it gets out of control. Because I can't tell you how many times I've met people in Hunterdon County, people that are living right next door to you, that used up the 401k, used up the assets, sold a summer home and using that to pay off. And guess what? The situation doesn't get any better. And now they're 90 days from not making that third payment and there's no assets left. It's ridiculous. This is, love him or hate him, this is what Donald Trump says. You know, you're covered by the law on going bankrupt. And sometimes that's the right process. An attorney would have to give you the advice whether or not it makes sense for your individual situation. But you need help. You need to understand to know your options. And you need to, in effect, choose the right path for you and get it under control before you're under control by somebody else and with situations that you do not like. We're going to go a few more paid commercials, and I'll be right back.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
And once again, my name is Joe Peters. I'm with Weichert. I'm based in Clinton. I cover all of Hunterdon County and all of Somerset County for residential real estate. I do my business about 50-50 across both counties. I've been doing this for 12 to 13 years professionally, and before that, I did it as an investor. So I got about 20 years experience in buying and selling of houses. I got to tell you, from a market viewpoint, real estate couldn't be better. Not sure why. I think I know the driving reason, and that is that interest rates are being artificially brought down to keep the economy going. So that's one. We're about 3.5%. I sold more houses last year than I ever did in all the 13 years I've been in the business. And this year, I sold more houses than last year by the end of the summer. And next year looks better yet. But at the same time, New Jersey has lost employment in 5 out of the 8 reported months so far this year. The gross national product on a national basis is down under 1%, which is dire straits in my book. It doesn't look like this is going to keep going forever. But for now, it's a bright spot on the horizon. It's like the Energizer Bunny. People keep showing up, keep getting mortgages, keep buying houses. And just yesterday, I sat with a customer in Somerset County in Bridgewater, and I was showing them, because they were reluctant to put their house back on the market at this point in time, that a month earlier, the end of October, we had, I guess the end of September, we had 1,789 houses. At this point, the end of October, we had 1,626. So we went from 1,789 to 1,626. That's 10% less houses on the market because people stopped listing their house. At the same time, we sold 7 more houses in a month of October than we did in a month of the prior month, where we had 10% more inventory. So this is a great time of the year to get your house on the market because we don't have enough inventory. People have stopped listing. But until we get that first snowstorm or into the holiday season, whichever comes first, it's like the Energizer Bunny. They're out there. I'm out tonight when I leave here showing houses. I'm out Saturday and Sunday showing houses. I have an open house on Sunday. The market is very active, and I got to tell you, we have 2 markets going on in Hunterdon County. We have like the under 4 market, which we can't keep houses on the market. As soon as a clean house comes on, there's multiple offers. They're selling immediately because that's where our buyers are working. And then we have the over 4 market, especially the over 5 and 6 market, really softening because people don't want those great big houses anymore. People can't afford those great big houses anymore. And even the people that have the bigger jobs who were buying them, the transferees in, we don't have that many people coming out to Hunterdon County like we used to. people have sort of stopped at the Somerset border of Hunterdon County, and that's where they're happy moving to. So we're losing the larger families. We're having people not earn what they used to, and we're having less people immigrate into Hunterdon County. And it's causing that high-end market to have a little bit of withdrawal. A lot of times you'll put a house on a market in fives, right where it should be, and meet somebody that should be getting six for theirs, but now they're so desperate, they're willing to take five, and naturally they're going to sell that house before you sell yours. So it's going to drive your price down a little bit as well. The other thing that's happening is Hunterdon County, still a beautiful place to live. I've been here 18 years at this point in time. We moved here for the bucolic lifestyle and for the safety factor and be surrounded by good school systems, which helps the resale values. Hunterdon County, all right, we're losing a little bit of the people moving in. We're losing a little bit of the higher earning, but we just secured 350 jobs with Exxon. I mean, that's in Clinton Township. That's 350 people, hopefully, are going to buy a house out here next year. So there's some good news. There is some good news. But there's also some bothering news in that we're declining our population a little bit. The population that's here is getting a little bit older. The over 65, if there's no what I call nexus or financial tie down to Hunterdon County, that they're not earning money here anymore, a lot of times they're moving to Pennsylvania or Delaware or the Carolinas or Florida. Like Jerry Seinfeld says, you're 65, you got to go to Florida. It's the law. I've always thought that was funny. We're losing the over 65s. We're losing the under 35s. They're going to New York. They get their four-year degree, and they're going to go into the New York area and not come back. So the people that are coming for the same reason we came here. They want the lifestyle. They want the safety. They want the school systems. They're looking for a better life. And I've brought at least four or five or six of those sets of people into this county this year from my real estate activities. And it's a hope. And what I've done recently is gotten involved at the county level to help work on tourism to bring people in and several other factors. So it's not a write-off. It's just a concern. And Somerset County and New Jersey in general is going through the same withdrawal symptoms. People are earning as much. They're not having larger families. They don't need the bigger houses. The higher the price of the house, the tougher it is to sell the house anymore. Not impossible. I've sold several in the 700s, one in the 900s this year, but not as easy as it used to be. There's not as much of a market. So, Joe Peters, Weikert Realtors. I'm going to play my commercial one more time, which will tell you how to get in touch with me. And please, 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 if you got some questions about today's subject matter, pick up the phone, give me a call. I'm easy to talk to. Go to my site, jpeters.com. There's all sorts of information out there about these subject matters and processes that I've talked about today. And I hope to hear from you soon. And if not, maybe I'll meet you at one of my upcoming open houses. Joe Peters, Weikert Realtors, signing off for today. Thank you very much for tuning in.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
We have to keep the system honest. We have a very, very serious situation with the whole process. And
Donald Trump addressing a lawsuit filed by his lawyers in Nevada, where officials running a heavily Democratic county are trying to keep polls open 2 hours later than they should be open. Trump said it's an example of the rigged system in favor of the Democrats.
In many ways, it really is a rigged system. And you see that with Hillary Clinton, how she gets off from deleting 33,000 emails, et cetera, et cetera. So we want to go to the judges when we have to.
Vice President Joe Biden cast his vote this morning and took time to praise the volunteer poll workers.
What amazes me all the time when I vote all these years, coming home and being home, is all the volunteers, all those people in there manning the polls and taking lessons and